Hello, welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is the Permanent Rain Radio with your co-host Natalie.
And Chloe.
So, how are you doing today, Chloe?
Well, the Canucks made their playoff berth, and I'm super excited about that for university folks. This is the last week of school, so a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, and tomorrow...
After final exams, yeah. I must add.
But tomorrow is Block Party, which is an annual event held at UBC, year-end event, and Chromio and UConn Blonde and Tokyo Police Club are playing this year. Always sold out, though, so if you're lucky enough to get some tickets, I'm sure lots of people are looking forward to that. Not a whole lot of new stuff today. A couple weeks ago, so we've kind of got rid of our food puns. Because due to an overwhelmingly negative response a couple weeks ago, that idea was scrapped. We ran out of good ones, so we're going to be trying something new today, and we'll see how that goes. But let's play our first song up first. This is a track called Cruising the Royale by Friendly Ghost. They're a Victoria indie rock band. This track is actually off an unmastered EP called No Way Jose, which was posted on their Bandcamp page. And they are also working on a full-length album and hoping to master both the unmastered EP and all that for a summer release. So we're going to take a listen to that.
Cruising the world of day.
Hello, welcome back. So the song you just heard was, oh, this is Natalie speaking. The song you just heard was Before I Make Things Worse by Elias. They are a piano rock group from Vancouver. I don't think they've been releasing lots of new material as of late, which is unfortunate, but yeah, that was a track off their 2008 album, All We Want. Yeah, and next up, we have one of Chloe's Searchlight picks. I've been perusing through the CBC Searchlight website, finding a bunch of Canadian artists who I'd never heard of before.
Yeah, and I think it's the last week to vote, so if you haven't been checking that out, definitely, there's lots of great new Canadian acts to find through Searchlight.
Yeah, the track I picked out for you first is Roots by Jojo Worthington, who is alt-folk musician from Ontario, and this is from her album 7, which came out in January. Hope you enjoy.
Bye.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. The song you just heard was Suicide Saturday by Hippocampus, and they are a Minnesota alternative pop band that was from their debut EP, Bastral Creatures. And I had the chance to interview them last week, or a couple weeks ago now. Super awesome guys, and they'll be at Lollapalooza in the summer. Also played on Conan recently, which is pretty cool for a band of 19 and 20 year olds.
Yeah, definitely. So the next song we have for you here is Wayfinding by Reef Shark. They are a Vancouver kind of psychedelic pop, garage, grunge rock influenced band. Actually, a couple of the members, the original members, met where they were students at UBC, I believe. They released a full-length album called Better Weather last year. And yeah, this is a track off that, so hope you enjoy.
Yeah. Wand is Victoria musician Derek Jansen. This Saturday, April 11th, with openers Chastity Belt and Vex, Wand plays the Cobalt. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9. Advance tickets are available for $10 from Red Cat, Zulu, Neptune, and online. Brought to you by Timbre Concerts and CITR.
A big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Hello, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Permanent Rain Radio. Natalie speaking, and right before the break, we just heard Wayfinding by Reef Shark, and the track you just heard was See Through by Do Tell, which is a new project from a Vancouver-based artist named Jocelyn Price, kind of a lo-fi, indie, folk, pop artist, and she'll be releasing a debut EP in June, so be sure to keep an eye out for that.
Now we have a joke segment, and because
a new joke segment, no more food puns.
Yeah, so
because that didn't work out very well.
This is Chloe telling the jokes now, so you can all put a name behind these terrible jokes I found in Disney Adventures magazine. This is actually from April 2006, so it's pretty old.
Probably not as old as the food book, though. I'm pretty sure that was still in
like, yeah, the but 1990s. In the calendar it says April 9th in 2006.
Which is today, April 9th.
It was Jesse McCartney's Beautiful Soul turns 19. That's in the calendar. Very teenager-based.
Yeah, like, you know, those books that always had, like, celebrities' birthdays and random events, like when people first walked on the moon and things like that. Yeah, that's what that's for.
Moving on. Okay. Did you hear about the tornado and the hurricane getting married?
No.
Talk about a whirlwind romance. That's terrible.
No. Well, one more. Find one more.
What do you call a nervous celery stalk?
I don't know.
An edgy veggie.
What?
I don't get why nervous it means edgy, but...
Like on edge, right? Oh, well, yeah. But then that's more like a tense thing.
An edgy veggie.
Okay.
That rhymes. Okay, what do you call a bee that is always complaining?
I don't know.
A grumble bee. I wish there's a way to show, like, Garfield without Garfield, because those are 10 times funnier than these jokes.
Oh, like the pictures?
Yeah. It's basically just John, because they take Garfield out of the comic strips.
Hilarious. I guess. Okay, so we're going to play another song for you now.
You'll like this a lot better than our joke segment. This is another one of Chloe Searchlight Artist Finds. A band called The Kents from Lindsay, Ontario. They're an indie pop group. This is their latest single that came out in March. It's called Something About Her.
Drag my, why can't you just go and
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. Natalie speaking, and the song you just heard was called Ain't Clean by Poor Form. They are a group of local pop punkers. That was off a collection of demos posted on their Bandcamp page. Next up, we have a song by a dance pop artist called Shiloh Charity. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. This is a track called Sparkles, which was actually co-written with Ryan Goldemon of Mother Mother, if you guys have heard of them or heard of him. Super, super catchy song. So, once again, this is Sparkles by Shiloh Charity.
Same, be the same. Both is Saturday, April 18th, CJSF and CITR team up to cover Record Store Day 2015.
You got me curious.
You got me curious, Rob.
Live broadcast from all over Vancouver, Record Store Day events at Beat Street, Vinyl Records, Horses Records, Red Cat, and Neptune.
Experience Record Store Day on air from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. or in person at any of these locations.
Tune in for prizes, interviews, live music, and more.
Only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CITR 101.9 FM.
Just you and me.
Nothing, just you and me. Agent for beauty.
Anything you say, Stan.
I do all the work, okay.
Record Store Day 2015.
And that's all.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Events presents the American Candy Tour, featuring Arizona pop punkers The Maine with Real Friends, Knuckle Puck, and the Technicolors at the Rio Theater. All ages welcome. Tuesday, April 14th, doors at 6 p.m. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com, UnionEvents.com, Red Cat, and Scrape.
Is more than enough.
Welcome back. That last song you just heard was Chloe's final Searchlight pick for this week, Fountainhead, by, it's actually a local band called Rainbow Road. Alternative pop, really catchy tracks.
Yeah, so just a little while ago, we played a few ads, lots of fun events coming up in Vancouver. Record Store Day is coming up. There's going to be lots of live bands and fun stuff happening at local record stores. Also, coming up this weekend, if you're not too busy, you should check out Patrick Kinch and the Ghosts, Western Jaguar, and Sam Tudor at Café du Soleil.
Cover charge is $5. A few local acts that we really enjoy listening to.
Yeah, so once again, that's coming up on Saturday. And another quick ad that we played earlier was for the Maine, who are coming to town this Tuesday. Actually, one of my personal, Natalie's personal favorite bands. So we're going to play a track of their new album that they just released the other week or a couple weeks ago called American Candy. And yeah,
they're amazing. They're super amazing.
They're pretty cool. I like that their sound evolves with every album. Not too many acts, I think, you know, change up their sound a whole lot with every release, so that's pretty good.
But I think the thing is, every single release they've done is good.
Yeah.
You can change up your sound, but I know you have some feelings about some other.
Yeah, we're not talking about that right now. But so this is the title track off their new album, American Candy. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was In Black by Split Dream, which is the kind of indie rock shoegaze project of, I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name right now, Julian Bukert, who's based in Cranbrook, BC. And yeah, that's off and his new album called Dry Blood, which is actually a really great album. I've been listening to it a lot. It's very mellow, but also very fun. So we only have one more song for you. But before that, just to let you know, our next show is on April 23rd, Thursday, April 23rd, from 1 to 2. And we should be having a guest on that show, Max Hayes, who is a BC musician, also the artist behind Skeleton Choir, and he should be coming on air and chatting with us and hopefully playing some tunes live, so we have that to look forward to.
We believe, we know, The Spice of Life is up next, so make sure you tune in for that. And we are ending with Our Time Is Here from the Camp Rock soundtrack.
Chloe's pick. I'm not exactly sure why. The song doesn't really apply to where we are now, because the song goes, gone are the days of summer, because it's about,
it's,
you know,
end of summer song.
Yeah, it's about after they leave the camp at the end of summer. So, you know, just all you university students, insert school there. And it's still not really applying to many people, but
we're one of the best old Disney Channel original movies, so hope you enjoy this song.
But it's not over, we'll start it again. Out to the end of the day, it keeps getting better. Don't be afraid, we'll do it together. Come on, come on, you know it's your time to move, it's my time to move. Come on, come on, let go, leave it all behind, your past and mine. Got another day. We got you. I felt so crushed again inside. It's never.
we could.